Music with Meaning presents the true story of Lost in the Desert. Remember, as a child, was traveling. We were always on the road and camping out. We had an old Model T Ford with all our stuff stacked on top of it, because cars were pretty small. And in the back seat was sitting my brother and sister, tightly squeezed together with Adele Grondorf, our nanny, in the middle. I usually sat on a pillow on top of our old typewriter between Mum and Dad. I watched the road and studied the maps. One time, we had to go on a long trip all the way from Denver to California. On such long trips, many people would travel together for protection and to help each other. Our caravan had 12 cars.
Fill her up.
Well, that's a pretty nice car you've got there, Reverend.
Well, you see, for us it's more than just a car. It's a tool. We're always on the road, so we've got to have something good. Hi there, Bill.
Howdy, Reverend. I think you're the last one to fill up. Everyone else has finished and gone through the line now.
Has everyone also filled up their reserve tanks and containers?
Yes, but there's still quite a few people that need to go fill up on water.
Are you all traveling together?
Yes, sir. We're all heading for California. We've got 12 cars and about 50 people traveling together.
Oh, you'd better be prepared for a long trip. I hope you know your way.
Well, there's a few boys here on the team that seem to know where they're going, George and Bill. Plus, I have my little boy here on top of the typewriter.
Yes, Daddy. I studied the maps.
Plus, we have the Lord. He sure can guide us and protect us, can't he?
Yes, Mommy.
Hey, Reverend, what's this fancy thing you got in your trunk rack?
Aha, Oswald, that's the latest. That's what you call a buckboard or a chuck wagon. You see, we're so often on the road that my wife, when she saw this latest thing that is so practical for camping, she just insisted on getting it for this trip. What do you think, Jackson?
It looks very interesting. How does it work?
When it comes time to eat, you just stop by the road and you pull it down like this, and it becomes a table. And inside are all these cupboards, drawers, and other compartments to keep all your silver and dishes and food. And I can fix a snack in nothing flat.
Ooh, that's fancy camping. Well, anyway, is everybody ready to go?
Yes.
George, let's get these cars on the road.
Okay, let's go. That's enough chit-chat. Let's get these cars on the road.
Ma'am, we are all set to fix some good snacks. I've got plenty of food.
Mr. Dill, did you bring some peanut butter?
Oh, yes, Virginia. I brought everything. Don't worry. We are not going to die of hunger.
And we were on our way. But the roads were very bad in those days, and we were so heavily loaded that no sooner were we out of town than we hit a pothole and damaged a suspension spring, which delayed us for 3 hours of repairs, while the others had to wait for us at a campground just outside of town.
Hello, George. I'm really sorry I kept you waiting.
Sure took you a long time to get that suspension spring changed, Pastor.
Well, actually, the mechanic looked underneath there, and he realized that our brakes were worn out, so he suggested that we get fixed up with a set of the new four-wheel Rocky Mountain brakes.
Well, that's funny that you're talking about the Rocky Mountains, because we've been talking about a little change of plans.
Yes, we were looking at the map, and instead of going down south around the Rocky Mountain range, we can take the dirt road and follow the two-rut trail straight up into the Rockies through Wolf Pass, which is going to cut off hundreds of miles of our traveling time.
But the authorities warned us not to take it. If we hit a blizzard up there, then we really will have problems.
I know that, Jackson. That's a possibility. But if we don't go through the Rockies, this trip's going to take a lot longer.
But if we take the Wolf Pass, it'll be dangerous. And you don't know how bad it is up there. First we have to go up that narrow mountain road, and then coming down it's even worse. The downgrade is steep.
Then we'll have to go across the Mojave Desert. And that's going to be rough, let me tell you.
I haven't looked at the map. Do you expect me to make a decision right now?
I don't know about these shortcuts. Maybe we should pray about it.
Look, we've been discussing it for 3 hours, and the advantages seem to outweigh the disadvantages.
You see, Reverend, it may be difficult, but we don't really have any other choice. Otherwise, it'll take us forever.
That's right, George. After all, this road couldn't be that bad. The Army uses it all the time to keep an eye on the Indians.
Hey, what do you say we have a bite to eat, and get a good night's sleep, and get a good start in the morning?
The next morning we began our journey. Up and up we drove on the narrow mountain trail, and on... But overhead, the clouds were gathering.
Look, Virginia, look. You can see the whole valley out the window on your side.
It's beautiful, children. I don't think we've ever been so high up in the mountains before, have we?
We've been going for hours now, so we must be close to 10,000 feet high.
Wow. Is this how it looks when you're in an airplane?
Now, children, it'd probably be better if you had your sweaters on. It's really getting cold now.
The road is getting pretty narrow. I sure hope that we don't meet any oncoming cars. Oh, it looks like we've got some bad weather coming.
Look at that black cloud. I don't like storms.
Oh, Mr. Bell, you usually take care of us kids. But in this kind of weather, we have to take care of you. Daddy, Daddy, look. Drop the rain on the windshield. Can I start the wipers?
Okay, son, go ahead. That's your job.
It looks like the road might get a little more slippery. Now, Lord, bless and keep us. And protect us, Lord, through this stormy weather. Amen.
Now, David, I'm sure that you can move the wipers a little faster. Daddy can't quite see so well now.
Goodness me, listen to that wind. It doesn't sound good.
This is getting pretty bad, and it's getting colder. It looks to me like it's turning into snow. The road is getting pretty slushy. David, you're not going fast enough with the wipers. I just can't see the road ahead.
Why are we stopping?
Well, I just can't see the road. And look how thick the snow is getting. I sure hope this is not the beginning of a blizzard. Well, there's one thing we can do. Yavo?
Yes, Father?
Daddy can hardly see the road ahead with all this snow, so I think that you're going to have to get out on the hood of the car and help direct me so that we can get through this blizzard without falling off the mountain.
Are you sure that he's going to be okay?
He'll be all right. He'll get wet, but it's our only chance. And, son, make sure that you hang on to the radiator cap.
Well, I'll be all right.
I can only see about 6 feet ahead now, and with him sitting out there, only gives us a little more visibility.
Okay. Straight ahead. Steady. Oh, oop. Straight now. Oh, here comes Mr. Jackson.
Well, why do we need to stop? He's telling us to stop.
Are you all right, Reverend?
Yes, but why are we having to stop?
Well, there's a car up the road, coming from the other direction.
Are we going to have to back up, then?
No, it seems like he's able to back up. He said that about a half a mile up the road, there's a place where two cars to pass. So we're just going to have to drive slowly until we get there.
Will we soon be at Wolf Pass, Daddy?
Yes, it shouldn't be very long now, but don't disturb Daddy now, David, because Daddy's having to drive slower because of the storm.
Reverend, do you realize what you've got to do? Listen, the right-hand side of the road is completely gone.
And they placed a plank there where the road is gone, so you've got to make sure that you aim is good and straight. Because if anything slips, it's a sheer drop of about 1,000 feet.
Well, look, everybody, I'm just going to ask you to get out of the car. Everyone, yes, you too, David. Daddy will sit all alone in the car, and you all can walk across and pray for me.
Now, honey, are you sure? I'd like to stay with you. I'll help you. I'll just pray.
Sweetheart, you need to stay out there and keep an eye on the children.
Now, whatever you do, children, don't look down. Come with Miss Adela. Come with Adela now. And keep your eyes on the road. And you hold on to my hand, all right?
Daddy. You know, honey, the devil was really trying to kill us all back there, but the Lord is protecting us.
There we were, trapped in a terrible blizzard, 14,000 feet up in the mountains. The tires kept spinning, the car kept slipping from one side to the other side, so dangerously that it seemed like the end for us.
Now we need to get down the mountain, and going down is always the hardest part.
Now, children, let's just keep praying. It's just got to be the Lord getting us through this one. What was that?
I'm practically standing on my brakes, but it's not braking. All the way down, I've been standing on my brakes to keep from going too fast. And in so doing, I've worn out both the brakes and the emergency brakes. I've never seen such a steep slope as this one. I don't know how we're going to go on from here.
Are we going to be able to continue?
Well, thank God that we still have our strong bumpers out front.
What does that mean?
Well, that means that if the brakes are gone, we're going to have to use our bumpers against the wall of the cliff to stop us from going too fast.
Oh, my goodness!
Oh, yes, we're going to have to do it. Let's try it. Even though the car won't look so pretty by the time we get down to the bottom of the mountain. It worked! It's not moving anymore. Why is that? It looks like the bumper is completely bent, and it's pressing against the tire. Yama, you want to come here and give Daddy some help? Let's pull on it. Here we go.
Hey, Reverend, are you all right?
Well, Oswald, I'm having to go slower and scrape the bumper against the mountain in order to stop because my brakes are gone.
You should see my car. It's going to cost a fortune to get that repaired.
Well, it's either our cars or our lives, isn't it?
Mommy, I'm scared.
I think that we all are, David. But keep trusting the Lord.
But I'll tell you one thing to encourage you. The road is not that steep anymore. We must have come down the worst of it.
Look, the clouds broke for a second. I think that I could see the desert below.
Look, the sun broke through. We are just about at the bottom of the mountain.
Oh, yeah, the sun was here.
It was such a victory. We finally came out of the blizzard, and we drove from out of the clouds, down the mountain, and onto the desert.
Quite an experience. I've never been through anything like that before.
Oh, yes, ma'am. It sure is a miracle we made it.
Yep. I think our troubles are all over now. From what I can gather, there's the next town about 75 to 100 miles away. It's called Poncas. So, from now on, it should just be smooth sailing.
Okay, everybody pull around here. Let's put the cars in a circle. That's right. Now swing around here, Mr. Jackson. Easy. Oswald, easy there. A little closer. Almost against my car. It's good, good. That's good, that's good. Real close, real close, real close. Come here, Jackson. Now, let's get ready for the night. The women can get the cooking going. That's good, sweetheart. Boy, we're going to have some nice hot beans tonight. Everybody, pull around here.
What do you mean? Honkus is only about a day and a half journey from here. Traveling 50 miles a day?
From what I've heard about traveling in the desert, I don't think you can make 50 miles in a day. But, Reverend, you've been traveling quite a bit. What do you think?
Well, you see, the problem is that the blizzard that we just went through on the mountain has been a cloudburst here in the desert. And it's completely washed away the roads and the road signs and everything, and now there's just nothing but raw desert and sagebrush.
That's true, Reverend. You can't even see the road.
Aw, come on. 100 miles is nothing.
Well, you see, Bill, we've been out for some time already, just up on that mountain which you originally said was a shortcut. And I dare say that it's going to take a lot of doing if we're able to find a road on that washed-out sand. There's not one sign to be found around anywhere. It seems that there's been a flood out here.
Well, in any case, we have no choice. We're going to have to trust the Lord. After this mountain climbing, I think that we could all use some good rest and recuperation. Yama, where did David go?
Well, I think he's preparing his bed in the back of the car.
Thank you, Jesus.
David! David!
Oh, is your bed finished?
Yes. I want to go to bed now. I'm so tired.
But don't you want to eat, David? You haven't had dinner yet.
But, Daddy, I'm scared.
But why?
Look out there, on the hill. I see a whole ring of eyes looking at us from the dark.
Oh, yes, son. Those are coyotes. But as long as we stay close to the fire, they won't bother us. You see, they don't like fire. But you're safe in here sleeping in the back of the car. Think of the people who have to sleep outside. And we have a night watch, and the Lord is protecting us. Well, let's say a word of prayer now before you go to sleep, and Daddy will bring you a little bite to eat, yeah? Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I...
So we set off across the Mojave Desert with the sun beating down, hot.
It sure is hot. It's practically unbearable. Here, children, give me your handkerchiefs, and I'll wet them again.
But, Mother, as soon as I put it on my face, it all dries up again.
Look, Daddy, the cars are stopping. I think there's another dry riverbed that we're going to have to cross.
All right. Then we can stop for a while and have a drink of water.
Here you are, Yama.
Thank you, Mother.
Oh, hello, Bill.
Hey, why are we stopping?
There's another dried up riverbed that we're going to have to cross, so we thought that it would be a good time to take a drink of water as well.
I'm almost out of water now. So are some of the others. Maybe we'd better find out just how much water we all have left. I'll go around and ask.
Is there anything wrong?
It seems like the water supply is going down. Bill is going around to see how much there's left.
I just don't understand. We've been traveling for 3 days now. According to the calculations given, we should have been in Honkus. I'm getting the strangest feeling.
Mother? Are we lost?
I'm not sure, Virginia. But we'd better prepare for the worst and hope and pray for the best. The Lord helped us get down the mountain, and He can get us across the desert, too.
Oh, here comes Bill. Well, how does it look, Bill?
Not good. Most families are nearly out of water, so it seems like we're going to have to ration what we have left. And each person will only be able to have 2 cups of water per day. And even then, it won't last long.
If you all got your water, we'd better get moving.
We had now been traveling around in the desert for days, but still no sign of Honkus, the town of our destination. We were lost.
I hardly closed my eyes last night. The coyotes were getting mighty close, and the Indians out there in the dark, behind the coyotes, they're enough to keep anyone awake with their war whooping and screaming.
I just thank God that they haven't bothered us any more than that.
Look! Look out there! There are car tracks out in the sand! Somebody's been here recently!
Maybe we're close to a town.
Let's stop and see. Bill! Bill, look here! There are car tracks in the sand. For sure someone's been here recently.
We must be close to a town.
We'll be able to follow the tracks. They might even lead us to Honkus. See? I told you! I told you!
I feared that this would happen. It looks like we're worse off than ever. These are our tracks. We've been going around in circles. Now we're really lost.
What do you mean?
We should have never listened to him in the first place.
Oh, now even if they did send out an expedition to look for us, they wouldn't even know where to begin to look. We may be miles and miles away from our original route.
Listen! Now, everyone, we're in a pretty bad situation. We have no water, and we're out of food, and we're lost. This matter's too big for us, and we've come to the end of our rope. But man's extremity is God's opportunity. It's not too much for the Lord. So let's get together and desperately ask the Lord for his help.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Dear Lord, we're lost out here, and we don't know which direction to go. We are out of food and water, and we're at the end of our rope. And it's time for you, Lord, to do a miracle. Please, Lord, we're your children, and you promised to take care of us. Help us, Lord, to at least go in the right direction, the way that we're supposed to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
What's all the shouting about?
Look, it's the Browns family. They're carrying something.
What's happening?
It's a miracle. It's a miracle. I let my children run around a little to stretch their legs while we were having this stop. And guess what? Look what they found under the sagebrush over there.
It looks like a...
Yes, look! A compass!
What's a compass, Mr. Jackson?
It's an instrument that's going to help us go in the right direction now.
How did it ever end up out here in the middle of the desert?
It's a real answer to prayer. We had just gotten together for prayer, and we asked the Lord to at least help us go in the right direction. And here you find a compass. Thanks be to God.
It looks like an old prospector's compass. Does it still work?
Yes, it looks as though it's still working. Thank God.
So we finally started going in the right direction. It wasn't easy, though, as we were already 4 days without food and 3 days without water. And our tongues had by this time gotten so dry that they had swollen up in our mouths, so that even if we had something to eat, we could not have eaten.
For sure, they must have sent out an expedition for us by now.
Yes. It must have made news that a party of about 50 people completely disappears.
Thank God that we found the compass. So at least we're going in the right direction.
Yes, there's a bigger chance of them finding us now. But they'd better find us quick. Going without water like this, we're not going to last for long.
What's happening now?
Oh, I feared this would happen sooner or later. We're stuck. The desert sand here is too soft, and the wheels are just spinning in the same spot, and the car won't budge.
Try again, dear.
Oh, nothing doing.
Hey, Reverend, my car is stuck in the sand.
Yes, we're stuck too. We need to get something firm under the wheels. We're going to need all of our blankets, overcoats, and any scrap of material that we have for the cars to drive over. Then I think we can get out of this. Okay, everybody?
Okay. Here's my jacket and my blanket, Daddy.
Put it there in the sand, snug up to the wheel. Whew, it sure is hot. Okay, now, let's see if we can make it now over the sand.
Oh, the Indians are coming.
Relax, Miss Adele. There's only one of them. Let's hear what he has to say. Maybe he can even help us with some direction. Welcome, Indian.
Oh.
I don't trust him, Reverend.
Hey, Bill, is this Indian going to cause trouble?
Nah, I don't think so. But I don't trust him.
Does he speak any English?
Do you speak English? It doesn't look like we're going to get very much information out of him. But maybe he could get us some water. Surely he must know how to get water out here in the desert. After all, he lives out here.
But how are we going to make him understand?
Oh, calm down, Mr. Oswald. Sweetheart, do we have some kind of a container?
Well, yes. We have our empty peanut butter bucket.
David, can you please go get it?
Okay, Daddy.
Look, Indian, I know that you don't understand my English, but I'll try to make you understand. We are thirsty. Water. We need water. See, like this. Water. Understand?
Here's the bucket, Father.
Thank you, son. I think I'm getting through to him. I think that I'm making him understand. I'm making the motions as though I'm drinking water. You go get water in here, in this bucket. And I give you this money. I give you this money for water. Do you understand?
Oh, my God, boy.
Do you think that he understood?
I think so. I hope so. I guess that we'll just have to wait now till he comes back. In the meantime, we can work on getting these cars out of the sand.
Look, Indian. He's coming back.
I didn't think he would. Did you find water for us? I think that he did.
He wants you to give him that money you promised before he gives you the water.
Here's your money. And thank you so much. I know that you don't understand, but we're very thankful for what you've done for us.
That was sure a blood-curdling scream. I wonder why he's in such a hurry.
Hey, Reverend, that was a lot of money for a bucket of water.
Yes, but we've got the water now and you can't drink money.
The way that Indian took off in such a hurry, I think you'd better check that bucket, dear, and see.
Okay, let's get the lid off. What? No wonder the Indian was in such a hurry. I suspect that something had to be wrong. Why, this is mud. Nothing but mud. It's as thick as pudding.
Those Indians, they're not the least bit interested in keeping us alive. I think they're just hoping and waiting for us to die out here so that they can steal everything we own.
What are we going to do now? We're completely out of water. And without water, we're soon going to dry up out here in this desert heat. Unless we find that town pretty soon.
Now, Lord, it takes an impossible situation for you to do a miracle. And we are certainly in an impossible situation. Please help us, Lord.
Wait a minute. Look. Out there. On the horizon. Something's out there.
It's...
It's a dust cloud. What could it be?
It's coming closer.
Oh, no. I hope that it isn't another sandstorm.
It could be a bunch of wild horses.
It's probably the Indians coming back to finish us off now that we're all weak.
Or could it be? Yes, by this time, surely. It is horses. It's the sheriff and his posse. It's the sheriff's men coming on horseback.
We finally found you. The boys and I, we've been out searching the desert trying to locate you. Pull out your water, men. These people are dying of thirst.
Oh, yes. We've been out of water for 3 days. It's a miracle of God that you found us.
Yes, a miracle indeed. I haven't been praying much in my life. But by now, I'm for sure prayed up to date.
Now, go easy on that water.
Oh, I couldn't drink fast if I tried. My throat hurts so much, I can hardly swallow.
Your disappearance has been headlines in the newspapers. When we found out that it didn't show up in Honkus, well, we figured it was because of the storm that had flooded the desert and washed away the roads and the signs.
So, by the time you'd been missing for a week, we started to look for you. But, of course, the roads were gone, so we couldn't just strike out in your direction, because we didn't know which way you'd headed.
Well, we had wandered far off the road.
Well, enough talking. Now, men, these poor people have been out in the desert without food and water for days. So, let them have everything you've got.
But what about you and your men?
Well, lady, we're only about 30 miles from the town, so I guess we'll be all right till we get home. There, son. Here, have another drink. There you go. Now, slowly. You can't drink too fast when you haven't drunk in a while.
I'm telling you, Sheriff, we'd just about given up hope. We figured that if the coyotes didn't get us, why, then the Indians probably would have.
Why, and if they didn't get us, well, maybe the buzzards would, or starvation, or thirst.
Okay, now, here, have another drink. Well, if you're all ready, we better get moving. Do you have enough gasoline to get to Honkus?
Just about.
Well, we brought some extra just in case. All right, let's move them out. Let's get these cars on the road.
Okay, children. Let's go.
Oh, what's that sound? I sure hope that one of our tires didn't blow up. Why are you laughing?
Wasn't the tire at all, Daddy. It was Miss Adele blowing her nose.
Thank the Lord for such a good sense of humor that we can still laugh at funny things, even after such a serious situation as that one. You don't mind, do you, Adele?
Of course not.
30 miles was still almost a day's journey in those days on that kind of a road. And so, we arrived in Honkus the next evening. They put us up in a hotel and treated us royally. And it almost seemed like heaven compared to the hell of the desert we had just been through.
Look, Mummy. Look at the paper. It's all about us. Wow, it's a miracle of the Lord that we're still alive.